Okay, hello everyone. Tamar and this is Plus 90. Today Kemal is not here because he decided to leave early for Thanksgiving break. So I'll be hosting the show alone today. And so basically this is going to be my like second time in a row hosting the show alone. I kind of miss Kemal. I don't know if you're listening to this, Kemal, but if you are, maybe you should give me a call or something. Just cheer me up a little. So yeah, I'll try to just do my best with my monologues. Yeah, I kind of want to have a conversation at this point, like someone, if anyone is listening right now and feels like they want to come by, like message me on Facebook right now and come be my guest, or at least just talk to me or just hang out with me. If not, I'll just continue this by myself. So anyway, so I think the first song I'm gonna play, I guess I don't think I'm gonna play just one type of music. I think I'm just gonna play whatever I want since I'm alone. The first song I'm gonna play is by the Georgian ensemble that came to Lafayette like about 2 or 3 weeks ago. The ensemble is called Basiani, and the song I'm gonna play by them is called Chagrula. And well, for those of you who don't know anything about Georgian music, it's very, very unique. It's polyphony, which is multiple voices, multiple voice harmony. And that's really what makes Georgian music like incredibly different from all the other kind of music I've heard before. So I'll just let you listen to it and then I can talk a bit more about it or whatever comes to my mind. We'll see. So enjoy.
Oh,
Okay, so that was Chakrula. Okay, let me just decrease the volume a bit. Yeah, that was Chakrula, which is a song about basically the serfs protesting and uprising against their former master. And it's a, yeah, it is a protest song. Like the people say that under the mastery of this lord, they have not been able to, you know, like raise their families to make ends meet. They have been very economically disadvantaged, and now they are trying to overthrow this lord. And yeah, so this song was basically born out of protest, which is interesting because last week I was playing some political music as well as some classical music just to balance the situation. This was in response to the current political climate and the US elections, but it's interesting to listen to this Georgian song from a few hundred years ago and to catch the themes of protest and social uprising and so on. Well, in general, just hearing Georgian music made me really happy. So maybe I'll continue with Georgian music for a while, and then if I want to play something else, I'll do that. The next song I'm gonna play is... let's see... let's see. I guess I should have the songs ready. I'm gonna play Mrawal Jamieri, which is a song to a long life. That's what it means, and I'll talk about it later.
Oh.
So that was Raul Jamieri, Long Life. And so there are many different versions of this song depending on the regions. There are 7 different regions in Georgia, and this one is from Kakheti. And it's a really good version. So let's see, what do I want to play next? Okay, let me talk a little while I'm choosing this. Yeah, so... yeah, I was gonna invite a friend, but then she couldn't make it because she's studying for a quiz. And then I was gonna invite another friend, but she's already off campus. So then I just decided to do it myself. And yeah, like now I see how nice it is to have a co-host. So hopefully the next time the show is happening, like Kemal is gonna be back and then we can talk a little. Because now I just have to come up with things to say, and like I don't want to just ramble too much and say all these like weird things that are in my head, but I just might end up doing that. Or I might just end up playing lots of music without much talking instead. Well, in general, this week has been pretty busy. This weekend I have to write a thesis, like something for my thesis literature review. Basically, I have to start at least and write maybe 15 pages or so. Because in 2 weeks I'll be giving a presentation about my thesis to the history department. And before that, there is this few days of Thanksgiving break. And yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get much done during that because I'm going to a friend's house. So hopefully this weekend I can get a lot done. And I was even thinking of, like, once it was clear that I was gonna do the show by myself today, I was thinking of just maybe not doing it and instead going back and studying some more. But honestly, like, even if I'm by myself, like, this is a lot of fun. The radio studio is always so nice. It's a really cool place. And just, like, listening to music and just hanging out by myself is pretty cool. Let me see what exactly I want to play. Okay, I'm going to play this song called Tuaset Urpa Iqavi, which means if you were so pretty. Even though pretty is not exactly the word. I don't know how to translate, but I'll play and then I'll talk about it. Brought some friends!
Rad vergam chnavdi avo imadarom sikhvarulistvis guli argami giavo imadarom sikhvarulistvis guli argami giavo Shem Khuda al rasit gama gviyavo tkvila da tsamami gurugura kalatazed da martiyavo tkvila da tsamami gurugura kalatazed da martiyavo Субтитры создавал DimaTorzok pai khavirad verganch navdiavo imadarom sikvarulistvis kuli argamigiavo imadarom sikvarulistvis kuli argamigiavo
So that was the song Tuaset Urpa Iqavi, which can be loosely translated as If You Were So Pretty, and basically talks about if you were so pretty, why did I not notice you before? And then the person answers by themselves, it's basically a monologue, that, oh, perhaps I did not notice you because my heart is not exactly open to love. And I find that interesting because I just meet so many people who are not exactly open to love, and I'm usually the kind of person who is, like, just very open to anything, and I usually don't really care much about, like, if I get hurt or not at the end. Like, I just care about the emotion in that moment. And I think, I don't know, I just think that with love and with any kind of relationship, not just even love, like with any kind of human connection, I think the best thing to be is to be open completely to anything. And I mean, if it works out, great. If not, at least you tried, you know. Yeah, I mean, I find even with friendships sometimes that people are just not really, like, open to talking about themselves. They don't really talk about their emotions too much because that's, like, too scary. So then you end up talking to them and they, like, just talk about their classes or their professors or how busy they are, or about the weather. That's, like, one of the worst things to talk about. But don't really talk about their deeper spiritual questions or their deep emotions or childhood experiences. Just the kind of stuff that is exciting, you know, like the kind of stuff that life is worth living for. That's why usually, like, I find that there is a certain time during the day, like, well, actually towards the night, actually, I would say that probably towards midnight is when conversations get the deepest, and then pretty much anything that you do not really say during the day can come out. And some of my best conversations with people have been closer to midnight. Yeah. Okay, so I think the next song I'm gonna play is called Bindisperia Sopeli, which means life is the color of twilight. And okay, let me find the best version of this song. It's a very sad song. Okay, I think I found the version. Enjoy.
Bindis
Feria sopeli tanda tanu probinde ba. Naris chveni sitotsole chitivit gagvprinde ba. Naris chveni sitotsole chitivit gagvprinde ba.
Wow, that was really cool. So, yeah, so what I did is I just closed my eyes and listened to the song, and it was just so beautiful. You know, like, usually when we listen to songs these days, like, we're doing something else. Like, in the morning when I get up, I usually listen to songs. And get dressed at the same time and, like, fix my hair, worry about the homework, stuff like that, rush out really quickly. And, of course, music helps then because, like, my day starts in a very nice way. But then it's hard to even remember the last time I actually closed my eyes and really listened to a song deeply. But that's what I just did. So I guess it's not hard to recall the last time because I just did that, but it's hard to recall the time before that. And if anyone is listening right now, I actually don't know if anyone actually is listening right now. But if anyone is listening right now, I would encourage you to just maybe sit down or lie down, close your eyes, and just listen to the music, or to my voice if you so wish, but at least to the music. And yeah, it's very special. I like it a lot. It's just you get completely immersed in that moment, and that is mindfulness. That is what we are striving for, those moments that are more than moments, the moments that almost feel eternal. And that reminds me of this quotation from a book that I read for a class like a week ago. So I'm in a class called Imperial Russia. It's an awesome class, by the way. Everyone should take it if you're interested in Russia and Eastern Europe. It's a great class. And we read this book called The Demons by Dostoevsky. And it's an amazing book. The only other book I've read by Dostoevsky is Crime and Punishment. But I liked The Demons even more than I liked Crime and Punishment. And it's just so many interesting viewpoints and interesting characters. It's about revolutionary Russia of 1870s, in the small town which gets completely possessed by these demons, which are actually ideas such as nihilism, atheism, this sort of Western rational ideas that in Dostoevsky's mind divorce Russian people from their god and from their land. And there's this one character, Kirillov, who expresses something really interesting about... There's this quotation. I wish I had my notebook. So in that class, we have to find beautiful or interesting quotations, like 3 quotations per reading, and just write them out by hand in a commonplace book. And I chose this one quotation, which I'm trying to find right now, about eternal moments. Let's see. Okay, yeah, I found it, I think. Let me see. So, it goes like this. There are seconds, they only come 5 or 6 at a time, and you suddenly feel the presence of eternal harmony fully achieved. It is nothing earthly, nor that is heavenly, but man cannot endure it in his earthly state. One must change physically or die. The feeling is clear and indisputable, as if you suddenly sense the whole of nature and suddenly say, yes, this is true. God, when he was creating the world, said at the end of each day of creation, yes, this is true, this is good. This is not tender-heartedness, but simple joy. You don't forgive anything, because there is no longer anything to forgive. You don't really love, because there is no longer anything to love. What is here is higher than love. What's most frightening is that it's so terribly clear, and there's such joy. And if it were to last longer than 5 seconds, the soul couldn't endure it and would vanish. In those 5 seconds, I live my life through, and for them I would give my whole life, because it's worth it. To endure 10 seconds or more, one would have to change physically. So yeah, that's the paragraph I was mentioning. He just talks about these moments that come only a few times in life, that you just feel completely present. It's something that is bigger than life, you know, something that life would be worth giving up for. And yeah, I think I've experienced a few of those moments. I would say usually for me those moments happen with people who, like, I think for me those moments are connected to romantic love, and I usually feel that I transcend something, that I achieve something bigger than life. I felt that with people who I've loved in the past. And then I think those moments have come in solitude as well, after some deep thought, or after some time of, you know, sitting by myself in nature and just being completely immersed in the moment, in that beauty that is sometimes really hard to describe by words. But yeah, I would say usually for me those are associated more with romantic love. But yeah, I guess now I'm gonna go back to playing music, which is what my original intention was. And let's see. Oh, while I'm searching for the song, if anyone wants to call, our phone is 610-330-5316. And once again, I'm Tamar, and this is Plus 90, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Usually Kemal and I say this together, like we divide the parts, so just saying the entire thing by myself just feels so strange, you know? But it's okay, I hope he's having fun. I don't think he's listening to this because he would write to me, but I hope he's having fun wherever he is. And the next song I'm going to play is called Zinskaro. So enjoy.
Ooh.
So that was Tzinskaro. And without much talking, I'm gonna just play the next song. The next song is gonna be... Well, okay, before I play the next song, I'll just say that... So Tzinskaro was... it's a name of a place. They're talking about meeting a beautiful woman when they are on their way. Passing Tzinskaro. And how the woman was getting water. This is obviously a village scene. Just talking about her beauty. So yeah, the next one I'm gonna play is called Gandagana. And this one is more of a, I guess, a bit more like dynamic song. More of a humorous song, I would say. Yeah, I guess that's the way to describe it. So, let's see. Yeah. Okay, enjoy. So that was Gandagana, and the thing about this music is that, so this particular song includes some dancing, so if you heard people clapping, that while people were clapping, basically one of the guys, this is a 12 men ensemble, and one of the men was basically dancing in front of everyone, and the rest were clapping. But now I think the guy after me is probably gonna arrive soon. So let me just play the last song. And for the last song, I'm not gonna play traditional folk music. I'm still gonna play a Georgian song, but it's not going to be traditional polyphony kind of a cappella song. Instead, I'm gonna play something a bit more modern, but hopefully something that will help people to sleep, because for sure I know that after this I'm going to sleep. The song is called Huiteli Potlebi, which means yellow leaves, and it's obviously about fall, and right now Lafayette is just so beautiful because of the leaves falling on the ground. And one of my favorite sounds in the world is the basically stepping, the sounds that the leaves make when you step on them in the fall, this kind of crunchy kind of sound. I just love that. So yeah, I hope you enjoy yellow leaves. So let's see. Yeah, good.
Huiteli potlebi, tan mi auska, dachris pipkebat, Huiteli
So that was Huiteli Potlebi, our last song for today. And once again, I closed my eyes and just listened to it, and it was just so beautiful. It made me so happy. When I leave the studio, it's not going to be light because it's midnight here, so I won't see any yellow leaves, but I for sure will step on them and will hear their sound. Well, I hope everyone has a good night today. Most likely there is not going to be a show next Thursday because I'm not going to be here. I'm not sure if Kemal is coming back early, but I hope you tune in 2 weeks on Thursday at 11 p.m. for Plus 90, and hopefully next time it's not going to be just me, but also Kemal. And hopefully some guests. Good night, everyone, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving break and enjoy your weekend.